About 2.5 weeks ago, you came to this church on the Wednesday for this once-a-year ritual. And someone stuck their thumb in some ashes and made the sign of the cross on your forehead. And you left this church with that symbol on you for the rest of the day. And no doubt some of you got told you got dirt on your head. But the majority of people recognize that symbol, and they do know it is a profession of faith. And you may have also fought off strong desire to have a cheeseburger on every Friday of Lent. You may have come to evening prayer on Tuesdays, the Stations of the Cross on Fridays, or the Eucharistic Adoration on Sundays after the 10:30 Mass. You may have even given up something that you really like to eat or to do for the entire Lenten period. In other words, you're probably feeling pretty comfortable how Lent is going. But you know, there is a saying that Jesus came not only to comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable. Meaning to wake up and shake up those who may be just a little bit too comfortable with themselves in the sense of feeling that there's no way in which they need to improve. Well, Jesus does that in today's gospel. He refers to two incidents that resulted in death. One is the slaughter of the number of Galilean Jews, which was ordered by Pontius Pilate, who was known to be capable of such cruelty. The other is a reference for 18 people who were killed by a falling tower. Now, we don't know anything else about that incident other than this one single reference. They might have been working on an aqueduct, and a portion of it fell. But they were probably working for the Romans, and not who had conquered Israel. In any case, Jesus was challenging the common assumption among the Jews that bad things happen only to bad people. He said, "Do you think that these Galileans were the greatest sinners in Galilee just because they suffered this? Do you think the falling tower victims were more guilty than anyone else who lived in Jerusalem?" He was telling his audience, "Okay, so you haven't been slaughtered by Pontius Pilate. You haven't had a tower or a building fall on you. Do you think that makes you lily white? You think that means there's nothing about yourself and your life that you need to change?" And he probably said, "Think again, folks." And we do something a bit like that. At times we make comparisons between ourselves and people who do the wrong things that get publicly reported. All we need is a newspaper or watching the news on TV. We need to read a story about a serial killer who was brought to trial, and we think, "Gosh, I'm sure not like that." We hear about a terrorist killing innocent people, and we think, "Boy, I'm glad I'm not that evil." We read about someone who drained thousands of dollars from a corporation or an organization for his or her own use, and we think, "Boy, I'm a lot better than people like that." And you know, a lot of that is true. We haven't done anything wrong quite as big as those examples. The danger, though, is the conclusion that we may draw from this. "I haven't done anything wrong." Well, at least not anything that amounts to anything. That's the self-deception that Jesus was addressing. The purpose here is not to make ourselves feel like a mountain of stinking sin on a putrid platter. The purpose is to give ourselves a reality check. After all, it is Lent, and Lent is a good time for reality checks. We might ask ourselves, where do we need to repent and make change?